living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So we're going to talk about some healthy, kid-friendly recipes now. Getting kids to cook and eat healthy is easy with Chop Chop Magazine's kid-friendly recipes. They really are. Listen, I watch Food Channel, stuff like that. I you know, often I'm watching those kind of shows. I'm thinking, wow, somebody really needs to cook that for me. And because I just have no skills. I really don't have no skills in the kitchen. I actually think I could do these recipes. And that says a lot, trust me. And I have Chop Chop Magazine's founder, Sally Sampson, with me today. Sally, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you.
Childhood obesity is pretty bad right now, isn't it? You know, before we get into some of these recipes, do you mind, Sally, if I just take a moment to throw out some of these stats that I got from the CDC? Let me go ahead and run through some of these. Childhood obesity has more than doubled in children and tripled in adolescents in the past 30 years. I mean, that's crazy. The percentage of children aged 6 to 11 in the United States who were obese increased from 7% in 1980 to nearly 18% in 2010. In 2010, more than one-third of children and adolescents were overweight or obese. Sally, I mean, you hear those statistics. That's just so sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
And I don't even know. It's hard. There's so many issues going on here. The lack of exercise, the poor food chain. I mean, it probably goes on and on and on. But I do remember when I was in this age group, the 6 to 11, 12, 13, it was rare. It was. It is what it is. It was rare to see a kid overweight. I don't remember
it's
too
true.
Many, right? And it was, yeah. So we obviously need something like Chop Chop Magazine, which is not so much the hormone issues, it's more about real practical things, right? Kid-friendly recipes. And I love the magazine. I'm going to give the website again right now just to make sure everybody got it from that first segment. ChopChopMag.org. Is that right, Sally?
Yes. Yes, it is.
ChopChopMag.org. Go check it out. It's a great magazine. If you have kids, they're going to love it. The recipes, it's not the food they're making or suggesting that the kids make are not, it's not, just sandwiches. I mean, there's a lot there. They're teaching them all kinds of skills with these recipes, but they don't look too difficult. So I got Sally on. Sally, let's start with breakfast, okay? Out of all the different recipes that you write about, what's one you can share with my listeners that maybe they can do tomorrow morning with their kids?
Well, I think that smoothies, as long as you have a blender or, a food processor, I think smoothies are really great because they're so variable. You know, my favorite is sort of yogurt, water. I do water instead of juice, banana, and then you can do almonds or apples or dates or, endless. I think bananas should always be in there because they make the consistency so great. But if you don't drink milk, you can, if you don't drink dairy, you can put in soy yogurt or you can put in rice milk. And if you don't like bananas, you can put in apples. If you don't like, it's endless.
Right.
And so,
yeah.
A lot of people now are throwing kale into them.
That's a good point. That was what I was going to say, Sally. Isn't this a good way to sneak in those veggies?
Well, I'm not a big fan of sneaking in veggies. I think
because you want to teach them better, right?
Exactly. No. People ask me about that all the time. So I
well,
do
for
think
me, I,
making...
when I was a kid, well, Sally, when I was a kid, come on, veggies were not. I wasn't going to eat them. So to me, it's still sneaking in them. Although I've learned to like them, but to me, it's still
right.
Sneaking a little bit.
That's so funny.
So, but that's a good way to get them in there. Yeah, so the smoothies is a good way to get the kale, some of the greens in there. Why? Now, you said
that
you
can't put kale in a smoothie and not admit that it's in there because it turns the whole thing green.
Well, yeah, you're right. They might be questioning that a little bit, but I know it tastes good. Why do you use water instead of juice?
It's funny. I used to use orange juice, and then I now just find juice too sweet, and I think that if you're starting your children off, it would be better not to start with juice because juice has a lot of, it's natural sugar, but it still has a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
If you can get them used to something that's a little less sweet, I think they're better for it.
You know, there's some studies showing that, a lot of these sweets were ingesting, especially the fake ones, right? They can even be addicting.
Right.
There was a study that just came out showing that sugar itself it can be very addicting. It stimulates the same centers in your brain as some of the illicit drugs that people use. So,
right.
You know, making it not so sweet initially might be a good thing. So I like that too. Smoothies are a good way to go. So as we move into lunch, what do you like there? What's a good one you can share with our listeners today?
I particularly love soup. I love making soup. I think it's fun to make. That's a good one because, again, it's so changeable depending on what you and your child like. And you can make it and then you can freeze it. You can put it in their thermos. You can have it for dinner. You can have it for lunch. It's kind of endlessly rewarding.
You know, in soup, Sally, this is actually, I teach this for adults who are trying to lose weight. We'll throw this in there real quick. When you eat soup for adults who are trying to lose weight, have a brothy soup before you eat the rest of your meal. That brothy soup kind of extends the stomach. You get a little bit full faster, and you don't eat as much.
Mm-hmm.
So soups
Great
are a good
idea.
Way to also control, yeah, also to control appetite. And obviously, soups are something that kids can do pretty easy, right? I mean, most you can do a lot with blenders now. They can they can, you know, practice chopping up the vegetables, you know. What types of meats do you like to use in the soups?
Meats, you know, it's meat, really the only meat we use, and even I myself use is chicken. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with anything else, but... You know, we do chicken soups, but really, I think beef is often too much work because you have to brown it, and it's just a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, and so, you know, so we have the soups for lunch, and if you're going to do, I do like, you know, for me, I'm the old-fashioned kind of guy. I like the soup and a half of a sandwich, so I like my, that's a good way to get some of the whole grain breads. I'll eat some of the beefs and the red meats, but I always go with organic and, of course, grass-fed, which I believe have a better ratio of those omega-3s. What's your favorite dinner recipe you like to teach the kids? That's a tough one, huh? There's a lot.
It's funny, yeah. Yeah, I think that, it's hard, you know,
Well, what about with kids? Like with kids who are trying, you're teaching them to cook as well. You're obviously on, you know, most kids, I think, I mean, maybe I'm off on this. They're not going to be into the heavy meats and stuff like that, are they?
Right.
So, you know, a lot of the chicken, do you have a healthier way to make chicken nuggets, for instance? Because my niece and nephews, they love chicken nuggets.
Well, we have a recipe. It's not in nugget form, but it could be. It's called Not Your Grandma's Fried Chicken. And with this, we take chicken thighs or breasts and basically dredge them in whole wheat flour and breadcrumbs and then bake them.
Nice.
And you could cut, you could use tenders or you could cut the pieces of chicken up, and it's great. Those
yeah,
would definitely make them happy.
So all of this, now, the website chopchopmag.org, all of these recipes are on there. Now, when I was going through the website and then also kind of thumbing through some of the magazines that I got from you guys, I came across two recipes that they sound so good. The first one, because I'm from the South, Sally, so I love salsa. This was an avocado mango salsa. Man, that looked good. I'm going to try that right away. Good fats, vitamin A. But then there was a wrap that I saw, which I think my nieces and nephews could easily do, and that was a beet and carrot straw wrap. That looked really good. And that's going to be loaded with the antioxidants, the vitamin A, and the fiber. Again, this is Chop Chop Magazine. You can check it out at chopchopmag.org. I'm with Sally Sampson. She's the founder. Tons of books. I know you've written some books, Sally. I assume they can find those books at the website.
They can find them on Amazon or online.
On Amazon. So just search Sally Sampson, Chop Chop Magazine. I'm sure you can find them there. Sally, thank you so much for coming on, and keep doing what you're doing. It's very important.
Thank you so much.
This is Healthy Talk. Yeah, thank you. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.